Greetings again, Latin pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob from Vine Street Christian Church for today's Lenten Daily Devotional. It's Thursday of the fifth full week of Lent. That makes it day 32 of our Lenten journey. Day 32. Today we're going to go back to Brian Zahn's wonderful devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus, and he's been taking us to the cross with Jesus and teaching us some new lessons that we may have missed there, such as the one for today. The scripture verse comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. That's John 19, 25 through 27. This is where Jesus gives his mother to John. At Golgotha, we find a crowd of cruel mockers and jeering priests, and they only add to the horrors of that long day's dying. But they aren't the only people there, for at the foot of the cross, we also find family and friends of Jesus. And this provides us with one of the most tender moments of the whole Passion story. Even as Jesus is dying on the cross, his love and compassion reaches out to others as he commits his mother and John to a relationship of mutual care. Here is your son. Here is your mother, Jesus says, looking down upon them from the cross. Here is your son, and here is your mother. Jesus draws Mary and John into a new mother-son relationship. Scripture says, and from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. What we have in this episode with Jesus, Mary, and John is a poignant picture of Jesus' vision for his church, a community of faith centered around our Lord and his cross, caring for one another. Isn't that a wonderful definition of a church? Let's repeat that. Church, a community of faith centered around our Lord and his cross, caring for one another. We really should see the church as our mother. And the church really should think of its members as beloved children. I know the experience of church doesn't always live up to this vision. And I know it's easy to be critical of the church. But still, I hear Jesus say, "Here is your mother." I have no quibble with the Orthodox and Catholic veneration of Mary, but I do prefer to see Mary as a revered personification of the church. So when I hear Jesus speaking from the cross, directing a disciple to care for his mother, I take it as a sacred plea from Christ to care lovingly for the church as our mother. And so my commitment to Jesus is in part expressed in a devotion to the church. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but the church is my mother, a mother who both provides care and is to be cared for. I'm speaking of the church not as a cold and sometimes even cruel institution, but as the kind of community where many people have their only real opportunity to find love, acceptance, and dignity. As a pastor, I know of many people where the church has truly become a mother to them. I know of situations where the church has treated specific people better than their own mother. At its best, there's nothing like the church. A place where Matthew 25 is just a normal day. a place where the poor are fed and clothed, the sick are helped and healed, a place where the immigrant is welcomed and the prisoner is given dignity, a place where everyone is a saint and a sinner, a place where a judge and a felon can sit side by side on the same pew with equal status in Christ, a place where we not only carry each other's burdens, but when necessary, carry each other, because despite our vast differences in education and opportunity, opinions, and politics, we are learning to love one another like Jesus loves us. Amen. Unconditionally, all forgiving, never ending. This is the church I believe in. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to behold the church as our mother, and help us to care for our mother, the church, in such a way that she can provide motherly love and care for her sons and daughters. Amen. Thank you for listening today to our Thursday Lenten Daily Devotion, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. Until then, may God's blessings be with you and